just got it just a minute ago.
Praise so
I'm trying
name,
to have them kind of go through it just a little bit. We're going to talk about a prophet who warned Jeroboam about his sins and about his troubles. But we're going to also talk about the sin of that same prophet. How many knows we're just human beings? We're just plain, simple humans. But God has endowed us with such power and gifts as to be able to preach, do what we need to do, pray for people, see people healed, and set free, demons casted out. Amen. But here's the thing. Let me read just a little bit here. I'm going to read chapter 13, verse 1. We'll start there. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and called upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. How many realize tonight we got a bunch of false people out here? Amen. Who's willing to burn you? I don't mean burn you physically. I mean they'll burn you spiritually.
Amen.
They'll burn you spiritually. Amen. They don't care about you. Amen. I say, brother, I love you. Sister, I love you. And all the time they standing there with a knife stabbing you in the back with it.
Amen.
We don't need those type of people. They'll burn you in a heartbeat. They don't care.
Yeah,
I call those people gossips. But you know what a gossip is? Not a bunch of devil's phone, telephone.
Amen.
And honey, we don't need to be the microphone for the devil's telephone.
Amen.
Hello?
Hello. Amen.
And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. God gave this man a job to do. Now, he completed his job. No problem. But in verse 5, it said the altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me again. Something went wrong with Jeroboam's hand. Something went wrong with the king's hand. And he said, man of God, pray for me that my hand be restored.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself. And I will give thee a reward. And if I'm not wrong, that this same prophet was told by God not to turn hither nor thither. Mm-hmm. He was to go straight on the path that God gave him.
And not even to eat, drink,
do nothing.
That's right.
Not even to talk to anybody. Hello?
Amen.
How many of us really obey God down to the letter of the word that he give us? Church, there's not many of us that do anymore. We've lost fear of God. We've lost fear of the pastor. We've lost respect for everything. It seems like, Brother Roger, there's no respect anymore. The respect is all gone. But you know what? My Jesus respects me. And I respect him because he loves me. He first loved me. Hello? Jesus loves me as much as he does you. He loves you just as much as he does me.
Praise God.
The thing of it is, he loved this prophet too, just as much as he does me. But the prophet made a mistake. His heart got too big. And he began to go away with his king. His belly got to him, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyhow, his heart was so big.
Mm-hmm.
He just couldn't resist.
Amen.
How many realize today, church, so many of us are taking advantage of because they people say our good heart.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Amen.
We got a good heart. We got a Christian heart. We got a good word. We got a good personality.
Mm-hmm.
And people see that. And church, they'll take advantage of you in a heartbeat.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
And church, it's you, even your own family. Even in your own church.
Yep.
It's in all around you. Church, there's nothing we can do to get away from it. But we got to obey the word of the Lord.
Amen.
The word of the Lord should be number one in our lives.
That's right.
The Bible. How many of us really reverence the word of God? There's a song, I believe, I don't remember who sings it, a brother, but it's called Dust on the Bible. I love that song.
Dust on the Bible. That's a
fact.
Katie Wells is one of
the Katie Wells. All right.
Dust on the Bible.
How many of us get our Bible down and dust it off every now and then?
Amen.
Come on.
Maybe our wife or mama sometime will do it once in a while. The church, we need to get it down and open that Bible and begin to read it. And begin to understand it. If we can't understand it, ask the Holy Ghost to give us the understanding.
Amen.
And he'll do that. I serve a personable God.
Amen.
A personalized God. One that will do what he said that he will do.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He wants to talk to his prophets. He wants to talk to his people face to face. He don't want to have to dig you out of jail all the time.
That's right.
No, I'm not talking about the natural jail. I'm talking about spiritual prisons.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to have to dig us out all the time. He wants us to be obedient. Well, this prophet was not obedient to God. Mm-hmm. He didn't go in a straight path like he was supposed to go. Amen. He went his way. He went home with this man, this king. And took supper with him and took the drink. Amen. And pretty soon he got comfortable. He got fat, lazy, and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Oh, you better say that, brother. Hallelujah.
And the thing of it is, how many of us do the same thing? We disobey God, we get fat, sassy, and comfortable
with
our disobedience.
Amen.
When we get disobedient on God, what happens to us? Amen. We're in sin. Just like this man here, his prophet. He was in sin. He had committed sin against God. Let me tell you something tonight, church. How many of us do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
We get fat and sassy on God. Get lazy.
Yeah. Amen.
Thing of it is, honey, when we get saved, our salvation don't end there.
Amen.
It's just beginning. Life is just beginning.
That's right.
Life just begins.
Amen.
Salvation is great. But I want just a little bit more than salvation.
Amen.
Praise
God. I want to learn.
Praise
God. I want to grow.
Yes.
I want to be on fire.
Yes, come on, that's it.
A revival ain't gonna do no good if you ain't on fire in the first place.
Come on now.
Now the evangelist got to have some kind of fire. Not only the evangelist got to have fire, the brother head and the people need to be set on fire.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Amen.
That's what revival is for, is to set people on fire.
Praise God.
Yes.
When we are setting on fire, somebody on fire, honey, we're revitalizing someone. Revitalizing a church. Revitalizing a dead people. And there's plenty of dead bones out there that needs to be revitalized. They done got fat, sassy, and lazy, and they comfortable in their own little situation. And here's the thing of it is, people are falling away from that. They're falling away from God. They're falling away. My Lord. At an alarming rate. They just become lazy in their own ways and they become comfortable. And they don't want to get out of that comfort zone. Well, this brother felt the same way. He got lazy in his days. Then all of a sudden he said it was time for him to go. He better obey God and get back on the trail.
Come on.
So here he goes back out on the trail, doing what God told him to do. But here comes a lion up on a rock. As he passed by that rock, amen, that lion jumped over on top of his back and killed the man of God. I may realize we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're never going to be guaranteed of tomorrow. Sorry. The only way we're going to be guaranteed of tomorrow is if we get into heaven itself.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
We cannot be guaranteed tomorrow.
That's right.
The only way we're guaranteed of tomorrow is when tomorrow gets here. And tomorrow never does get here. Hello.
Hello.
When tomorrow gets here, it's today. We're not guaranteed of tomorrow. My goodness.
Up on now.
Here's a great thing, great saying, Brother Henry. Put off of tomorrow what you can do today. Put it off till tomorrow. You know, it used to be, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Now it's just the other way around.
That's right.
Oh, I'll get saved tomorrow. But tomorrow may not come. I'll get saved next week. Next week may not come. I'll wait till I'm on my deathbed. Sure, death may come quick. In a twinkling of an eye. You never know when you're going to die.
That's right.
Praise God.
Never know when death is going to visit your door.
Come on now.
And the only way that you're going to get out of death is when the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to your heart. The doorpost of your heart. That's the only way you're going to get away from death.
Come on now.
It's when the blood is applied to your heart. And I'm talking about a spiritual death.
Yes.
Spiritual death is when the Holy Ghost decides he don't need this nonsense anymore. He's not going to put up with you anymore. And he'll leave.
That's right.
When he leaves, then you're in a world peck of trouble. I mean, you're in a big kind of trouble.
That's right.
The devil got free reign on you.
Yeah.
And you will do everything you can do. Yeah. To please that flesh. Let me tell you something. Flesh ain't need to be pleased.
That's right.
Jesus needs to be pleased. Amen. The Holy Ghost needs to be pleased. Well, the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Ghost. We're not to grieve the Holy Ghost. Some people call him the Holy Spirit. because they're afraid of the word ghost. Well, let me tell you something tonight, church. The Bible is the Bible, and it's true. Amen? A lot of people want to change it. They want to take out parts of it and leave it out.
That's right.
The devil is the biggest liar out of the pits of hell I've ever seen.
That's right.
My Lord. Tonight, church, I want you to realize that sin is going to come. But Jesus is the cure of all.
Amen. That's right.
He's the cure for it.
Amen.
And unless you get a hold of Jesus, ain't a thing going to stop it.
Amen.
That's right.
Not one thing can stop you. And I'm going to tell you something else, church. It says in verse 28 of the same chapter, he went and found his carcass cast in the way. And the ass and the lion were standing by the carcass. And the lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. He was there to kill the prophet. Church, Lion of Judah is there waiting for you. With open arms, he'll accept. Keep it up. Keep up the sin. Keep up the hatred. Keep up the unforgiveness. Keep up your sin, if that's what you want to do. The church, you're going to find yourself in a devil's hell before it's over with. There ain't a thing I can do. I can give you the word. I can preach to you the word, Brother Roger can preach the word. Brother Henry preached the word. Brother Herman preached the word. Amen. And I want to tell you something tonight, people. If we don't preach the truth, your blood be on our hands.
Amen.
But the thing of it is, when we preach to you the truth, then the blood's on your own hand.
Amen,
brother.
That's it.
We're set like watchmen on the wall.
Yeah, we are.
Watchmen on the wall.
That's right.
Amen.
When we see the evil coming, we're supposed to tell you about it. Well, church, that's what our job is for. That's what our job is. It's to tell you when the enemy's coming.
That's right.
My Lord. They don't want to do that no more, Brother Roger. Oh, it's all right. Just believe. You'll be all right. No, it ain't. If the blood's not applied, you're not all right.
That's right.
No, it's all right. A little sin will be okay. A little sin will send you to hell, too. And a handbasket. Go ahead. Keep up. See what happens.
Shut up with you.
I've been there. I know what God will do. He'll either stop you. He'll either help you, keep you from sinning. Or all of a sudden, he's going to pull a knot in that rope that you just pulled tight. And brother, judgment comes. Hello. When judgment comes, there's not a thing nobody can do for you. Paul said this in Hebrews. He said, it's appointed unto man once to die. Then cometh the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's not a thing I can do. Judgment's going to come. Oh, it'd be all right. It'd be all right. It'll still be all right. No, it ain't. Judgment's coming.
Yes, that's right.
Judgment is coming. People, I love you. I love you with the bottom of my heart. But I'm giving you what I can tonight.
Amen.
About this prophet who's given a job to do. People, we're given a ministry to do. Every one of us has got a ministry to do.
Amen.
And the thing of it is, Brother Henry, if we don't do the ministry, then we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
anybody's going to be lost.
Praise your name, Lord.
And the thing of it is, the devil, that's exactly what the devil wants to do. He will steal as many people as he can from God. And when we don't preach, that means that he's got to raise up somebody else and do it. Church, we got to preach, teach, prophesy. Honey, that don't matter if you are tongue wagging holy roller. Well, honey, that's what we need. Bunch of tongue wagging holy rollers.
Preach it.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Just a second here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In your name, Lord.
We got to do the work that God called us to do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We got to finish this work. I spent 29 years sort of running. Didn't know why, what was going on. After things happened the way they did, the Lord told me why they happened. The reasons for it all. My fault. And I'm sure many people have done that and went to hell because of that. My fault. How many of us can say my fault? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to pass the buck on to Brother Henry. No. Take your own punishment. Take your own medicine for what you've done or not done.
Amen.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, take the responsibility of what you do. Because you can't get out of it on Judgment Day.
Amen.
There's no way. There's just no way. And after all this time, Jeroboam seeing this man die, he still continued in sin. Jeroboam continued to be a wicked king. Wouldn't listen to the man of God. Even when we know that they're in the wrong, sometimes we got to learn to listen to the true word of God. God gave us the spirit of discernment to understand the right
and wrong. Praise God.
Hello? Sometimes some best preaching I've ever heard of has been from a drunk's mouth.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Truth.
Amen.
Yeah.
Truth. Better listen to the truth today, people. I love you.
Oh, shut up.
Amen. Yeah.
All right. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, pass the mic. Amen. 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 Well, glory, hallelujah.